All right, so this past December, I had the opportunity to go to El Salvador for my first time with a team, and it was so amazing. I can't even describe it in words what this trip meant to me. I wrote a letter when I came home to everyone who has supported and prayed for me over the week, and so that's what I'm going to read to you today. Thank you so much for all of your support and prayers for my trip to El Salvador. I am beyond grateful and have been able to see and experience God's love in more ways than I could have ever imagined. Because of your generosity, 10 families were blessed with new homes, houses that will give them protection from weather, safety from the gangs, security for their belongings, and peace of mind, which is something that they didn't have from their old homes. It was so amazing to see everyone working together as a community to get these houses built. One thing I learned while helping to build these houses is that each individual person has something completely different to offer, and each role is equally as important. Whether it be digging holes or measuring beams or raising walls or even just holding the screws or making sure everyone has enough water, recognizing the strengths of each person and using them to the fullest is what makes these houses come together. It wouldn't happen any other way. But building houses was only part of the experience. Over the course of the week, we were able to meet new people and spend time with them. We were able to talk with them and pray with them and play with all the kids and learn about their lives there. If you had asked me before I went on this trip, is the language barrier going to be a problem? My answer would have been yes. But now, after having this experience, if you ask me the same question, would the language barrier be a problem? My answer is no, because love is a universal language, and it doesn't need translation. There is one more story that I wanted to share with you today. It's one that has touched my heart. On Friday, December the 5th, our team went to visit Exodo, an orphanage just outside of San Salvador. In the morning, we had the privilege of painting some of the rooms that were in need of a lot of repair. In the afternoon, we were given the opportunity to get to know and play with and love the children who live there. These children have been abandoned by their parents. They have faced neglect and abuse in many different forms. During the playtime that we had with the kids there, there was one little boy who stood out to me. His name was David, and he was 7 years old. There was something special about him. When David saw me looking over in his direction, his face lit up. He ran right over to me with the biggest smile and reached out and held my hand. He was mumbling something in Spanish that I didn't understand, so I just nodded and smiled back. He began showing me around his yard and where he lived. He pointed out to me his favorite swing set in the hill he likes to climb up and roll down. He tried teaching me colors and numbers in Spanish. We colored a picture together as well, which he gave me afterwards to take home with me. Then he looked me in the eye and said, "Amiga," which means friends in Spanish. And it melted my heart. The whole time I was playing with David, I couldn't help but notice the loving caretakers who are raising these kids, the housing they have been provided with, and all the children who look out for each other like brothers and sisters. These kids may have been abandoned and forgotten by their parents and families, but they certainly have not been forgotten by their Heavenly Father. When it was time for us to leave at the end of the day, David was nowhere to be seen. I couldn't find him anywhere. One of his caretakers told me that he went back to his house because he didn't like saying goodbye. He had had too many hurtful goodbyes in his past. Hearing this broke my heart. This little boy will be in my heart forever, and so will the rest of the kids at the orphanage. Thanks.